Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of May 2018, and this is the 797th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's a very mild day today, overcast and warm, a little bit heavy, but still pretty beautiful. And I'm just heading home from the post office. This morning I discovered from one of my neighbours that the people who've been running our post office were leaving today, that this was their last day, that they'd sold their business. And it's a bit of a shock, actually. I knew years ago that they had wanted to sell it, but I had assumed they hadn't wanted to go through with it. It used to be quite a run-down sort of a place. The post office was kind of functioning, but the rest of the shop was... Well, it was always very tired looking. The vegetables were always limp and things tended to be a bit out of date. So it was a sort of last resort place to go to. But about 8 or 10 years ago, these two young men took it over, two very large young men, and completely transformed it. They kept the post office open from 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening, which was just fantastic. So it was the place to go to at Christmas. And they were always really helpful. Always tape up your parcels or wait for you to measure things out for the most economic sendings. And so that was transformed, and so was the shop. Got more and more various foods and more other goods as well. So I could get anything there, really, that I needed from my Epsom salts, if I wasn't going to be able to get them in bulk somewhere else, to almonds and letters and cheap mobile phones if I had wanted them. Anyway, everything that I needed I got from the post office, and now I really don't know what's going to happen. About 2 years maybe after they had taken the shop over, one of the young men very, very suddenly died, and the other one was completely devastated but kept the place going with his mother. And they've done it, they've kept it going really well, but it's been a sadder place. It was so full of enthusiasm then. I have no idea where I stopped, what I was saying, what I was doing. I just, at that point, walked past the cafe, which was completely empty. And most days I'm there at this time, and for some reason today, nobody was there. They sort of ushered me in. So I went there for a little bit, and they've given me a Freon as well, which is probably not going to do their takings much good. And I tried to do a bit of work, but I didn't have anything with me, except I had my phone, and I haven't got my reading glasses with me, and I didn't have a pen or paper or anything. So I've been writing with one of their pens on an order docket. But I've been trying to write from something that I'm reading, and I've been writing notes, and it was very hard to see them. So I'm even on my phone, even when the words were magnified. So I'm going home now so that I don't get too strained. It really is a very odd day. For them to be empty at this time of day is almost unheard of. The clouds in the sky today are those zeppelin clouds. They feel like there are three zeppelins floating across. You can hear a rustle, or the rustle is a Freon, which is raspberry and rose water. And I keep telling myself I need to rein myself in again. I think I need to make it a decisive day. I've got a lot of stuff on today, and I wrote a list. It involves cycling to another suburb, and also cycling down into the city and going to a book launch of one of the people who goes to the cave, not at my place but at the cave in town, has completed his book and is launching it today. And the person who's launching it is Richard Flanagan, another Tasmanian who won the Booker Prize, 2 years ago. So, quite an event, and I'm just not sure that I have the energy to do either of those things. I feel as if I need to sleep. So I might just have a rest now, I think, and see how I feel afterwards. And I've just realised that having a sleep is going to be made slightly more complicated because I've hung out my washing to dry, hung out my sheets to dry. So I just will go and get my sheets in, make my bed, lie in it for half an hour and see whether I can get myself up and moving again for a bit of a bout. And if not, I'm just going to not go, because I think I've been pushing a bit, burning rather the candle at both ends. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that that you have been able to be engaged with what's most important to you, whether it's working on something or playing with something or dreaming about it or taking a break from it. I hope that you can find something around you that gives you pleasure, and thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you, not tomorrow, but on Saturday.